Did you know that one reason no two snowflakes are the same is because they crystallize differently depending on the temperature? That's one of the things you'll learn at the Sheldon Museum's latest exhibit. Andrea Nelson is the curator.
Well, in a nutshell, it's a snow and ice celebration.
The main features of the exhibit are pictures of snow crystals taken with a photo microscope. They're part of a traveling exhibit from the Museum of Northwest Colorado. Some of the photos were taken by Wilson Bentley, who pioneered the art of photographing snowflakes in the late 1800s, starting when he was 16. Here's Helen Alton, the museum director.
He was homeschooled, and his mother gave him a microscope. And he was fascinated with snow. He lived in Vermont, fascinated with snow. And so he started trying to figure out how to photograph, because he could bring his mother flowers, he could bring her pretty rocks, but he couldn't bring her the snowflakes.
Bentley's photographs are black and white. There are also colorful purple and blue pictures of snowflakes, each one with a complex structure and unique way of reflecting the light. Those pictures are taken by Kenneth Lebrecht, a physics professor in California. His science background prompts him to study the ice crystal formation of snowflakes.
So there's a whole lot of physics and physical properties about snow that are interesting. I'm hoping that this exhibit will appeal to the people who usually don't come to a museum, people who are interested in mathematics or who are interested in other sciences. So that's part of it, too, to show that art and science do not have to be separate things, that they actually are interrelated and are very much a part of our world.
Alton says Lebrecht's photography is what originally gave her the idea for this exhibit. Then they decided to expand it to encompass not just snowflakes, but the entire winter season.
There's a lot of pieces of history that obviously had to deal with the season of winter, so it's a big part of history and the culture here.
Displayed along with the snowflake photos are winter-related artifacts from the museum's permanent collection. There's a squirrel skin parka, old wooden skis, a dog mushing harness used by Steve Sheldon. Winter-themed artwork and photography from local artists is interspersed throughout the exhibit. Nelson says they'll also show archival film footage of winter in Haines in the 1930s.
Images of the little girl playing with black bear cubs on chains in the snow. And there's some great footage of the soldiers cutting ice off the reservoir, dogs pulling sleds down Main Street in snowstorms, and soldiers in the parade grounds on snowshoes and skis.
Alton and Nelson hope the exhibit will inspire people to look at snow in a different way.
Snow is, I mean, we get these huge snowfalls and we get a lot of snow in the winter. And so snow is something I think everyone here accepts and really works with and is very comfortable around, but they may never have looked at it in this way.
They recognize the irony of this exhibit in such a snowless winter.
We're meeting the demand.
I think if people are missing snow, it's at the museum.
The museum will hold talks on winter-related topics like avalanches while the exhibit is showing. The opening reception is Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Regular hours are 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.